With the mild weather we've had this winter, the MNRF is recommending ice hut owners to remove their shacks sooner rather than later. The Ministry of Natural Resources and Forestry is advising ice hut owners and anglers that ice conditions are expected to deteriorate quickly in certain parts of the province prior to the required removal date, says a news release. You need to plan ahead in order to remove your ice hut before it's too late. Conservation officers are strongly recommending that all ice hut owners start developing a plan now on how they will remove their ice huts and implement it before the ice conditions deteriorate and removal becomes unsafe or impossible. Do not wait until the last minute to move them, warns the MNRF. Missing the deadline is a ticketable offense. The registering and removal dates for ice huts are regulated under the Fish and Wildlife Conservation Act regulations. Anglers who fail to remove their ice huts by the 31st of March can be charged under the Act. If ice huts are left out on the ice and allowed to fall through beyond the removal date, the matter will be investigated and may result in charges being laid against the owner. If an individual fails to remove their ice hut, it is a $150 fine. More serious offenses can escalate and result in court appearances. Ice hut owners are responsible for removing all debris and garbage from the ice in the vicinity of their ice huts. Leaving debris frozen in the ice becomes an environmental and public safety concern, with boaters colliding with wooden blocks, tarps, and ice hut parts, and shoreline property owners are left to clean up the mess when it washes up on shore.